The head of public health at the Veterinary Service Department, Dr. Bashiru Kikumoto, says globally anti-rabies vaccines are not being produced as it used to be, and this has created severe shortage in the system. Responding to concerns on the issue of rabies, Dr. Kikumoto agreed that the situation is challenging. However, said anti-rabies vaccines for dogs and cats are available.
The situation is that globally, the human anti-rabies is not being produced as it used to be. Now they are trying to produce it from horse immunoglobulin. And that one to human beings do react to it. So currently, we are having challenges so far as the human anti-rabies is concerned.
Is that not a serious issue?
Yeah, it is serious, but that is also because most of the countries that have been involved in the production of human anti-rabies, most of them have actually succeeded in eliminating rabies from their countries. And now the production has reduced globally, and that is why it is a challenge to all developing countries, not only to Ghana.
Does it mean developing countries like Ghana cannot produce this vaccine?
Oh, no. You know, production of a vaccine is not just like a type that we produce here against chicken disease, Newcastle. That one, you don't need much of serious biosafety, biosecurity measures, unlike those ones that you produce deadly for human use. So that is why it is a little bit a challenge as a developing country to go into the production of human anti-rabies.
How about that of the dogs?
The one for the animals is in abundance. We have some at the veterinary services. We have some at all the regional offices. So that one currently is not as a challenge as the immunoglobulins or the IgGs or the real post-exposure prophylaxis vaccine for human beings.
And meanwhile, rabies is one of the diseases that can be transformed from animals to humans. This disease is normally carried by animals such as dogs, cats and monkeys. But how do owners of these animals ensure that they are safe and do not pose a threat to the public? Radio Ghana spoke to Cecil Ni Obodai-Wentum, who breeds dogs, on how he goes about this business.
The African dogs, or we call the stray dogs, are those usually when are sent to the veterinary hospitals for vaccination. They are vaccinated and given tags. You cannot compare them to dogs that have been domesticated. For them, they have what we call dog's passport. So right from birth, all their vaccinations that are given to them are recorded. It is hardly that you will hear that dogs that are kept under such condition get rabies. Usually it is the stray dogs that usually get infected as a result.
Right. So another point is whether we have enough rabies drugs for the dogs in the system.
I think we have to make two things clear here. Vaccines for dogs for rabies is always available. If you visit any veterinary hospital, private, public, you will get those vaccines. What I know is in short supply is the human vaccine after the human being has been bitten by a rabid dog. That I know exists, but it is always not available. But vaccines for dogs to prevent them from getting rabies is always available.